Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that you brought us into in your kingdom, and then with the Spirit of life just inspiring us and welling up in us on a daily basis, enlightening our heart and our eyes and our understanding to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 7, verse 1 to 6. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
Hallelujah. So here we see we mustn't judge. And it's the measure you give is the measure you will receive. So it's so important. This is what we come out of. We were in a world where there was a pointing of finger and speaking of wickedness. So judgment is just given out left, right, and center. But then where do we go to? We go to the God of all, to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I love in Isaiah 11, it speaks about him with the Spirit of God. And in the leading of the Holy Spirit, he helps. And not only him, but also you. You're able to get mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. He who gives no mercy receives no mercy. So we surrender to the Most High, and we get born again into the kingdom, receive the Spirit of God. And then that Spirit is there to help us, give mercy, help people around us. So that's a big thing. You know, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the great and precious promises, they are the answers we need. Our heavenly family has got neither speck nor log in their eyes. So we get our help and we get our leading and our guidance, and for our whole life it comes through them. And this is why it's a lifestyle that we take hold of. And then we can see this is not just talking about speaking to brothers and sisters in the Lord. When in my time, as you know, I've been working with discipling, and that's my heart, discipling, and I believe it should be the heart of all of us. But we can't be discipled if we're not discipled. So as we've been discipled and as we find answers, we're able to share answers with fellow disciples, believers that's become disciples, dedicated followers of Jesus on a daily basis. And so one of the big things in that, when you're working with the rebels and the downcast and the guys that are coming out of the world and they're wanting to change, I always say to them, you can't change unless you get to the Lord. So that's first getting into the Lord. And then once they're by the Lord, then you can tell them, listen, now you like correction. You've never ever liked correction before, but now you love. He who hates correction is not wise. So that's, and then you can encourage them, because now they open to the Lord. But as we can see here, don't give what is holy to the dogs or cast your pearls to the pigs. We can see this word that we're getting here is not just for the righteous, but also for the unrighteous. And the only way of helping them is just pointing out that they need to get to the Savior. They need to get to the King. They need to get to the kingdom, and they need to be born again of the Spirit, because it's by the Spirit that they can deal with a lot, with any problems that they have. And that is found in the gospel, in the good news of their salvation. And so the scenario is, you know, when a person is out there in the world and he's not teachable and he doesn't want to take hold of the Lord, it's like a dog sitting with a bone, and it's all he's got. So that's where the gospel comes in. The gospel is like a beautiful stake. You tell people, man, God made you. God's got a purpose with you. Until you surrender to him, you're going to be bumping your head, problem to yourself and a problem to your family and to the world. But come to your God. Come to his great love. He knows you. He's got a purpose for you. And that is the answer. And God watches over that word, watches over that wonderful truth. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Spirit convicts him. And so then they gladly drop the bone and they grab hold of the stake, the wonderful love of God that we have taken hold of. And so that's just some encouragement relevant to these scriptures. But the main thing is we all to stay in the light as he's in the light. Blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And as we got the answers for the problem, the light for the darkness, we help and encourage others. Amen.
What stood out for me is that there was a stage when I thought that you never take out a splinter in someone else's eye, but it is first remove the speck in your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the splinter in another's eye. And as Trevor said, it's usually the areas where you have come through and found answers that you are able to help someone else. And
Amen. Hallelujah.